Well, we should have some great viewing conditions for the eclipse around the entire region, with mainly clear skies this afternoon. Some clouds may begin to filter in for western portions of the area during the latter half of the spectacle, but should have quite a good view of the show as we go through the afternoon. Strong upper-level disturbance will drop from Canada tomorrow, and we'll have the chance for some strong to severe thunderstorms with some very heavy rain. Now, gusty, damaging winds will be the primary threat, as it looks at this point, with any storm that really fires up. A cold front should move through early Wednesday, and then a quiet and seasonably cool stretch will take over all the way into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for southeastern South Dakota to Iowa and over to northern Illinois through tonight. There's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk area from the Central Plains to parts of the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, and a marginal risk of severe storms this afternoon and evening for northern Virginia into eastern Pennsylvania. Isolated large hail and damaging winds will be possible with a couple of rounds of thunderstorms through tonight from parts of the Central Plains to the upper Mississippi Valley. A low-end severe storm threat will also extend eastward into northern Ohio and from northern Virginia into eastern Pennsylvania. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, says for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, a trough of low pressure associated with the remnants of Harvey continues to produce a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the northwestern Caribbean Sea. Some development of this system is still possible before it reaches the coast of Belize or the Yucatan Peninsula early tomorrow. The disturbance is forecast to move into the Bay of Campeche early Wednesday, where environmental conditions are expected to be more conducive for redevelopment. A trough of low pressure located near southeastern and central Bahamas is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are expected to be unfavorable for development of that system during the next day or so while it moves west-northwestward at about 15 miles an hour across the Bahamas. Also, a large area of showers and thunderstorms is located about 800 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands, and it's associated with a surface trough that is interacting with a large upper-level low over the central Atlantic. Upper-level winds are not conducive for the development of that system while it moves northwestward over the central Atlantic at 10 to 15 miles an hour as well. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny, warm, a high in the upper 80s. For Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1916. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1977. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 21st. Sunrise was at 6:08 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:47 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and hot with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy with some patchy fog. Lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and quite warm with highs in the upper 80s, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with some patchy fog, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny today, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with some patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, we'll have sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s today, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we'll have sunny and hot conditions today with highs in the upper 80s tonight, becoming partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Some of them could be heavy or on the strong to severe side. Highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms for Wednesday. Highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. And then sunny Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with highs in the low and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.